All right, last class we talked generally about schizophrenia. Today I want to finish up by talking about the dopamine hypothesis. To jog your memory, schizophrenia is a mental disorder involving the breakdown of thought processes and the lack of normal emotional responses. If you recall, some of the common symptoms include hallucinations, delusions, and disorganized speech. Okay, there are probably genetic and environmental factors at play here, so let's go over the dopamine hypothesis and see what role it has. It basically states that the psychoses, or positive symptoms, of schizophrenia are related to the neurotransmitter dopamine in the brain. More specifically, it's thought to be potentially two-sided due to an excess of dopamine in certain areas of the brain, but also the sensitivity or overactivation of dopamine receptors. So let's see the evidence for and against this hypothesis. Well, we know that certain drugs like cocaine and amphetamines increase dopamine levels in the brain. We've also observed that they can produce psychoses that very much resembles the positive symptoms of schizophrenia. Likewise, L-DOPA is a drug used to treat Parkinson's disease by enhancing dopamine levels in the brain. And guess what? It's not uncommon for these patients to experience psychotic side effects that mimic schizophrenia. Plus, individuals with schizophrenia show enhanced psychotic symptoms after using these kinds of drugs in a controlled environment where people without schizophrenia do not report any effects. Besides the studies, antipsychotics and even nicotine are often seen to block the dopamine receptors in the brain and are correlated with reduced symptoms. On the other hand, there are other experiments that show this isn't true, that even with a majority of dopamine receptors blocked, the psychosis doesn't go away. Also, there are other neurotransmitters possibly involved, and even if dopamine is related to the positive symptoms, it doesn't explain or control the negative ones. And imaging sometimes shows anomalies in the brain structure and function of schizophrenic patients, suggesting there are other differences to take into account.